Listen to part of a podcast about rules and regulations.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, governments seem to have become obsessed with introducing new rules and regulations for citizens to obey. A recent study has shown that the number of new laws has doubled in the last 20 years or so. But we all get the need for rules and regulations for certain things. Take recycling, for instance. I have no doubt that some people would argue that recycling is a pointless exercise and make up excuses not to do it, even though they know it's for the good of our planet. However, I recently read a post on social media about a local council who refused to collect a family's recycling because they hadn't separated the items properly into paper, plastics, metal, and so on. Surely that's a step too far. And to make matters worse, the family was apparently then asked by the council to pay a fine for not following the rules. They issued the fine along with photographic evidence that the items had been put in the wrong place. But the family didn't pay and claimed that there was a lack of clear instructions on the part of the council about how to separate their rubbish in readiness for collection and what's allowed and what's not allowed. It's great that people who live in small towns and villages can put their recycling out in front of their homes for collection. It saves them a lot of time and trouble if they don't have to take their rubbish to a recycling depot. But it's just not right to punish them if it's not clear what they're supposed to do with these items in the first place. I'd like to stress that councils and governments need to work with people, not against them. After all, I'm sure the majority of us want to and do make a positive contribution to society and don't knowingly break the rules.